yellow walls that shine like silver, dark green windows stare never closed, from yellow walls that shine like silver, through the hands I choose to hold. Painting nightlight in searching question, cannot catch the shadow that is me. Running naked and unmentioned through the death of a saltless sea. No one knows me in the morning, no one sees me go walking by, and if I listen, why no one answers, the winds can only echo a goodbye. Through your windows and through your walls, I see you made of crystal light. I see you running and never moving. I see you waiting for my night. Through yellow shine like silver, dark green windows stand never closed, through yellow walls that shine like silver, through the hands I choose to hold.
This is Zeus Von Rock from Angel Spit, and you are listening to WMUC-FM, College Park.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
You caught me in another person's true love.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio means good radio. This is your host, Grace Adkins, and this is my show, Off the Shelf, which is every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon on digital. Hi, everyone. It is our second to last show ever, and that is an insane thing to say. For these last two episodes, I wanted to do kind of a two-parter finale. Next Wednesday, my last show will actually be on the morning of main commencement. I'll have already walked in one out of my two ceremonies, which is crazy, to think about. But today's episode is kind of more about memory lane in the past 4 years, specifically the past 4 years at the station with Off the Shelf. To give you guys some context, I got this show fall of my freshman year. I had heard about the radio station because I knew that I wanted to go into college radio. I thought it was super cool as an 18-year-old. I had seen, like, you know, videos of, like, pretty small liberal arts colleges who, like, had radio stations. When I toured Bowdoin, that was, like, a big selling point. They're like, and we have a radio station. But I wasn't sure about College Park. And then when we toured, when me and my dad toured, the campus tour guide actually pointed out the radio station just randomly. When we were walking past South Campus Dining Hall, he pointed up and said, oh, by the way, there's a radio station up there on the second floor. That's also where the newspaper, the student newspaper's headquarters are. Super cool, whatever. Just kind of a write off, but I was immediately intrigued. I found the website, I found the Instagram, I applied as a freshman, and my original pitch for the show, I wish I could find the actual written application, but the original pitch was something like, Off the Shelf is a combination of music and literature, where every week I will focus on a different literary genre or topic or specific book and relate it to the music that I'm playing that week. Obviously, Off the Shelf is kind of, you know, gradually morphed into something different. That's just kind of stories and media and anecdotes and advice off of my own personal shelf and my own personal music taste. I still think we have the literary kind of theme running through. I mean, last week we kind of discussed a pretty academic topic. We've done, you know, episodes about what is the true meaning of words. And of course, I always mention a book or two. So its essence hasn't left, but it's grown along with me. So today we're gonna go through my 4 years at College Park, and we're gonna start it off with freshman year. And I have a few things to say before we get started. So to give you guys a picture of Grace freshman year, I am, you know, the same person I am now, sort of, but I'm also very different. The Grace that you knew, or that you know now, if you're listening and you know me now and haven't known me since high school, is very different. In high school, my entire shtick, I went to all girls Catholic high school. I had really, really long hair, like all the way down to my waist. And my dream was to go to Harvard. I really wanted to go to Harvard. That was my whole thing. People knew that about me in high school. They were like, oh, Grace Adkins, she wants to go to Harvard. She's super smart. Like, you know, Rory Gilmore. Like, that's who I wanted to be. I did not get into Harvard. Spoiler alert. It's really hard to get into Harvard. I will say I got it past the first round, and I got a return interview. And then after the second round, I didn't get in. But maybe I'll end up there one day for grad school. Anyways, I didn't get into Harvard. I did not really want to go to Maryland, just because I'm in-state, and that's very common for in-state people. And the night before move-in, I cut all my hair off from my waist to my shoulders. It was super short. I'm never going to go that short again. And I dyed it cherry red on top of the brown, so it was like a dark red. It looked really cool, I will say. I liked it. I liked it better. I had dyed it red that summer, like when it was long, and it looked better long, but I dyed it like really bright dark red. And cut it all off and just went to college. And I wasn't sure who I was yet. I loved working at the radio station. I love my friends. But like being a freshman is a weird time because you're still kind of figuring out like what it is that you actually like and the people that you actually enjoy. And not to mention, I'm pretty proud of my style now. I think I have a good style, good clothing taste. I had zero style as a freshman because I had just come from wearing a uniform for 12 years straight. And if I wasn't in my school uniform, I was either in a basketball or a soccer uniform and or practice clothes. And if not that, then sweatpants or pajamas. Like, I literally, like, jeans. I didn't start wearing jeans till I was probably a junior or senior in high school. Like, and before that, it was, like, a rare occasion, like, birthday party vibes. So, yeah. But freshman year was interesting. I think I learned a lot about myself. I think I learned a lot about life. But I did find from May 7th, 2023, so right about, what is it, May 7th, or it's May 13th, 2024. So right about, or 2026, right about 3 years ago, things I've learned my freshman year. And let's see if these are still true. Bent's is the best bar. I'm glad I learned that pretty quickly. And it is. Embrace that you'll be sick for at least 3 months of the school year. That was true as a freshman, maybe not as true as a senior, with my own apartment and better health habits. Crying in front of your friends is okay. I'm still learning that one. Eat as many meals as you can with the people you care about. I still say that's pretty true. Walking around campus is never going to get easier. Still true. I still hate walking to work. No one ever looks good on a VO. True. Having connections is important, so get to know as many people as you can. True. I'm glad I know so many people. Nothing is awkward unless you let it be awkward. I would also say true. Talk about something earlier rather than later. True. Go to class as much as you can. Don't give up. I'm an avid class skipper if I don't find the subject interesting, so sorry, freshman Grace. On the opposite end, skipping class is not that big of a deal. All right, I guess she knew what was up. Getting involved is necessary in any way possible. Work, clubs, Greek life, etc. True. Everyone is connected. Really big, important one. Maryland is a 30,000 person school, but it feels like a 1,000 person one. Everyone knows everyone. Just make a playlist. True. Go to turf, but not too much. You know what? Go to turf as much as you want freshman year. I haven't been to turf since. I'm going this week for prom. Cut everyone some slack. Still true. Take photos all the time. True. Kids our age make a lot of false promises and say a lot of stupid things. The people who really care will stick around. I think that's super true, and I'm glad I realized that at 19. It's probably not as big a deal as you think it is. So true. Go to school-sanctioned events. They are fun. Go Terps. True. Go to the football games. Go to the basketball games. Go to everything. Make friends with your professors. Yes. Every month of school is going to be completely different from the last. Accept that and learn to go with the flow. That still holds up, even as a senior. Every month this year has been different. Take a class with a friend, and you'll be more motivated to go. Super true. South Campus is the best dining hall. I still believe that. I haven't been to the dining hall in a while, though. Seeing someone you care about is worth a walk across campus. Really true. My freshman year, I lived on South Campus, and all my friends lived on North Campus, so I'd always walk to go meet them. Getting a campus job will make you feel elite. It will also lead to some of the best friendships. I coined Epley means family. I still believe it. I love my campus job. Darties are more fun than going out. I don't know if I agree with freshman year Grace anymore about this. The darties my freshman and sophomore year were really, really fun. Now they're not as fun. I don't know if that's just the culture's changed or perhaps the people that were throwing the darties my freshman and sophomore year have graduated. But I think darties peaked my sophomore year. They were pretty fun junior year. This year, they have not been as good. Frats are fun when you know the brothers. If you don't, not so much. I don't know. Frats are still fun. A lot of people here are way smarter than they're given credit for. Really true. Your roommate will become like your sibling. True. I miss my freshman year roommate. I saw her yesterday. She was at the pool. Make friends on your hall. Leads to elite hangouts. Yes. College Park. Oh, College Park does have wholesome activities and do them. This is true. Keep a journal or three. Yes. You always deserve dessert. True. Enjoy every second. I think freshman year me kind of knew what was up. And I can't believe I'm about to graduate, which is crazy. But I went through my old playlists and stuff like that, and I found some songs that were very iconic to me my freshman year. And let's see. Hold on. Okay, here we go. These are from, I'm going to play some from throughout my freshman year. Better Man is on my September from freshman year playlist. And wow, I didn't realize I was hip to this. Well, Better Man, it's like one of the most famous songs of all time. But that's my favorite song, but we're not going to play that because that doesn't really define freshman year for me. We're going to play Entropy by Beach Bunny, which was like my song freshman year. Like at beginning of freshman year, I listened to that all the time. We're going to play Buttons by Steve Lacy because Gemini Rights was also a huge album for me freshman year. I used to do monthly playlists. This is my October one. And then we're going to play obviously something off of Midnights. I feel like I have to. We'll play You're On Your Own, Kid, since I'm about to graduate. And then we kind of get, that was first semester. Those are big first semester. Second semester, it was a lot more indie. I started to develop better music taste. I listened to a lot of Turnover. We'll play I Would Hate You If I Could. That was a huge one for me in March. Oh, we'll play Astro Van because Jane and I made plans to go to California and to see Mountjoy. And then we'll play, sorry, I'm also kind of, my voice is like really weird. Oh shoot, yeah. Then we'll play, because I went to San Diego at the end of the year, we'll play West Coast by Coconut Records, which is also just one of my favorite songs. But you're about to listen to Grace's freshman year, and we'll be back after these.
Don't care, but you do so. makes your socks wet. Split in your heart and your brain makes you feel uncertain if thoughts were the same even back then. I feel ashamed, feel ashamed, feel ashamed. Running away through the rain with you, darling, makes me feel safe like you saved me from drowning. I'm not ashamed, not ashamed, not ashamed. I wanna kiss you when everyone's watching. Somebody happen. I see the great escape. So long, Daisy May. I picked the petals. He loves me not. Something different bloomed. Writing in my room. I play my songs in the parking lot. I'll run away from sprinkler splashes to fireplace ashes. I called a taxi to take me there. I searched the party of better bodies just to learn that my dreams aren't rare.
Angels smoking cigarettes on rooftops in fishnets in the morning with the moon still glowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro van rolling down the strip again. He's stoned while Jerry plays. He said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. It's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. I say, ooh. And in my heart there's a Holy Ghost writhing on the floor from an overdose. You know the best ones never come down. So if I love at the tip of my toes, reaching out for the great unknown, every addict has a loop. Again, you know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. He say, ooh. Smoking Jesus puts my name upon his guest list. Says, son, you're famous in heaven. Maybe you're famous in heaven. And maybe there is no heaven. And maybe we're all alone together now. And I don't want to see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van.
For a second there, I thought you'd disappear. It rains a lot this time of year. So we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. You, I'm going back home to the West Coast.
All right, you guys just listened to Entropy by Beach Bunny, Buttons by Steve Lacy, You're on Your Own Kid by Taylor Swift, I Would Hate You If I Could by Turnover, Astrovan by Mountjoy, and West Coast by Coconut Records. Just some of my favorite songs from freshman year, some of the songs that defined my freshman year. There are so many songs and music genres that I feel like define each year. It's kind of really hard to pick just like five or six songs that can encapsulate the year as a whole, but I feel like that was a pretty good job. My freshman year was full of soccer games, basketball games, lots of turf, trekking across campus, overnight bags so that I could sleep in Pyeongchang or La Plata instead of walking home. I like had an air mattress in my friend Sammy and Juju's room. I had my own toothbrush in their room. And then I came back to school my sophomore year. I was living in Montgomery Hall in a suite with my freshman year roommate and her two best friends, and then my other friend who had lived in the same dorm as me freshman year, and then a random roommate. But that was a really fun experience. I did not join Greek life until fall of my sophomore year. That's when I officially joined Greek life. So I wasn't living in the house, which was a little bit of a difficult transition because I was still living in a dorm and all my friends were living kind of in their sorority houses. But I think it made it a lot of fun because it was like I got to kind of experience the best of both worlds. Like I got to like come home to people that like weren't involved in like Greek life, and like I could talk about it with them. But sophomore year is really interesting to me because first of all, I wanted to talk about Off the Shelf. My freshman year also had how many episodes? I had 16 episodes my freshman year. My first ever episode was Coming of Age Excellence, and it aired on December 4th, 2022, which is crazy. And I talked about coming of age novels, coming of age genre, and I played coming of age songs. The first being Heroes by David Bowie, because I think I had just recently reread Perks of Being a Wallflower. So that was my big obsession. And yeah, that's where the Valentine's Day episodes originated. It's where the first Wisdom episode dropped on, I want to say like March 2023. And my last ever episode that season was Beach Reads for the summer. And I played some good music. Anyways, sophomore year. Sophomore year is interesting to me because I would argue that it's the year that people grow the most. Like, in a way where it's like you turn 20 usually, and 20 is like very different from 19. You're still dumb. You're still an idiot. Sophomore means wise fool. It comes from the Latin roots for it, literally mean wise fool. And that is how sophomore year feels. Like, you feel like you're really grown up, but you're also still an idiot. And I would say that me, sophomore year, was definitely a wise fool. Like, I had a lot of experiences where I grew a lot as a person and learned a lot about myself, about other people, about what's important. I made some mistakes. I learned from mistakes. So for me, at least, sophomore year was just really important. And fall of my sophomore year was awesome. Like, I think collectively a lot of people say that fall of their sophomore year is a really, really good semester because school isn't that hard yet. And you're also like just doing like sophomore year, if you're in Greek life, is just like that's when it kind of peaks. Like, you're the most involved. Maybe junior, I don't know. But it was really fun. I had a lot of fun. Spring of my sophomore year was a little bit tougher. It was a big growth period for me, but sophomore year is just, it exists in a weird kind of space where nothing is truly expected of you yet, right? Like, you have your bearings at school, you're not a freshman anymore, but you're not an upperclassman yet, so you can still kind of goof off and do whatever you want. So that's why I say it's the biggest opportunity for growth, because there's no really, like, professional pressure yet. It's just kind of like you are figuring out who you are as a person at age 20. And sophomore year, I think, is where I developed a lot of my style that I have now, a lot of my music tastes that I have now. A lot of just like my outlooks on life that I still carry with me are based off of a lot of experiences that I had sophomore year. But the playlist that we have, oh, and sophomore year off the shelf was kind of where it started growing past just simply books and stuff. My first episode was All Things Go, an indie genre storytelling, because I went to All Things Go for the first time my sophomore year with my friend Jane. It was awesome. We were second row for Mountjoy. Like, literally, I could see, like, I could look into the lead singer's eyes. And that was a big experience for me. But my first episode was about that. And then, yeah, I had a lot of good episodes. I had two full semesters of episodes, too. So I had about... let me see. I think I had about 20-something, almost 30 episodes. Pretty good. And my last episode was... I don't even know what the theme is, but it's got... oh, it must have been about spring break, because I have Everybody Talks on there, and I saw neon trees over spring break, which was a crazy thing to see. But, yeah, sophomore year was interesting. We're going to listen to some songs from it. We're just going to start out with Make It Out by The Stews, which I discovered The Stews my sophomore year. And it just makes me think of, like, my friend Kaylee being in the backyard of, like, our favorite, like, Satellite House. They did, like, a live show one night my sophomore year, like, in October, which was really fun. I have Called You Again by Lizzie McAlpine. I got super into Lizzie my sophomore year. Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls, which Barbie had come out that past summer, and I just loved this song throughout the year. Halfway Up by the Brook and the Bluff, which I saw Brook and the Bluff that fall semester with all my freshman year friends, and that was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. It was at the 930 Club, super small venue. We were really close. The drummer kept laughing at us because we were all dancing really goofily, and he thought we were funny. And then I have Don't Forget Me by Maggie Rogers, which came out, that album came out spring semester, and it came out at like literally the perfect time in my life. Like, it was like my anthem. I love Don't Forget Me. It's still one of my favorite songs. Your Graduation by Modern Baseball. I got into Modern Baseball, which gives you a clue into like, wow, she was off one, because I don't listen to a lot of Modern Baseball, and it's like whiny kind of shoegaze music, but it fit the vibe at the time. And then what I would say was most influential in my sophomore year is if you know me, you know I ran a marathon this year. It was amazing, one of the most life-changing experiences of my life. I got into running really my sophomore year of college, because I'd been a three-sport athlete up until I graduated high school. Freshman year, I was really lost. I did not know how to exercise, because I was so used to like, okay, at 3 p.m., like you have soccer practice or basketball practice for 2 hours, and that's going to be, you know, your cardio, your strength training, your whatever. And I really liked working out in a way where it was like, I was still having fun. Like, I was playing a game. And I really, like, lost it freshman year. I, like, was not really fit. Like, I didn't really know what to do. I hated the gym. I would, like, go on walks. So, like, I was walking a ton of steps because I was always trekking across campus, but I wasn't really doing anything else. And then sophomore year, spring semester, I really got into running. And I ran my first 10K. And it was like something had clicked in my brain. Like, it was like, wait, like, this is really fun for me and really good for me mentally. Like, running just provides a really great space for you to just sit with your thoughts, because you're alone for, you know, upwards of typically 30 minutes onwards. And it just gives you a chance to, like, think. And it's also, like, a very socially acceptable way to, like, have alone time. Because unless you're friends with other runners, no one wants to go with you. You're like, oh, does anyone go to run? No one. No one has ever volunteered besides my friends who actually like to run. So it's like a socially acceptable way to like be like, I need to be alone. I'm just going to go for a run. But my first race, I discovered that I've always loved this song, but I love starting every single race with Brain Stew by Green Day. It really just sets the pace and the tone for the race. And I ran my first ever race. I ran the Charm City 10K. in Baltimore in April, and I started out with this song. So we're going to play Brain Stew too. But we're going to start off with Make It Out by The Stews, and we'll be back.
I was just standing around, waiting for a change. Just didn't know what the next step needs to be. I can't see it coming. Sometimes you gotta take that leap of faith. Off into the dark, I'll find the next time. Just a push and shove until you fall apart. Oh, it's hard to stand here when it could all burn down. You just gotta know it'll be just fine. And I'd like to know where he can be found. Just to stop all this madness. You gotta rip it up if you wanna make it out. You gotta rip it up if you wanna make it out. Back for a second time, you know, it's all stuck in my head. Keep thinking about the perils of tomorrow. Can't contain the thoughts I'm having. Man upstairs will try and keep you down. Just can't connect the lines. Try now to visualize all the awful time. You know, to be expected. Oh, it's hard to stand here when it could all burn down. You just gotta know.
And I'm sorry for that. honestly, I never really loved you that bad. And that could be the end of it, but I never know when to stop talking. So I'll make my bed and sleep in it alone, 'cause I never know when we're done talking. If I don't love you, then why did I call you again? I think that I was lonely and I missed having friends. Now we don't really talk anymore, and it's good for us both, 'cause I know you love me the most. And that should be the end of it, but I never know when to stop talking. So I'll make my bed and sleep in it alone, 'cause I never know when we're done talking. And that should be the end of it, but I never know when to stop talking. So I'll make my bed and sleep in it alone, 'cause I never know when we're done talking. You're better off on your own, but you called me again. I don't know why it never seems to end. No, we don't really talk anymore, and it makes sense. 'Cause all I do is hurt you. As I call you again.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me used to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I